Track 2, Neil's take.
A recent incident at Shady Pines reminded me of this old joke. All the toilets in the police station have been stolen. Police say they have nothing to go on. The Pines loo wasn't stolen, but an attempt to upgrade it rendered it hazardous for males wishing to use the facilities. The loo was installed many years ago. It's one of those things that you use so often you take it for granted. But suddenly, we noticed that the seat was showing signs of wear. Not surprising, bearing in mind the variety of posteriors descending on it over the decades. Some no doubt landing quite heavily, depending on the urgency of the visit. I was given the task of measuring the old seat while Mrs. H took up the search for a new one. She settled on one that was soft close. Now, we've never had one of those. Shady Pines has always been manual. The opportunity to vacate the loo in style was quite appealing. The only thing in the way of having our luxury seat was me. My ability with a screwdriver is somewhat lacking. Things never seem to go right. If I'm removing something held in place by four screws, three will come out like a dream, but there is always one that won't budge. I end up screwing the head off. So with some trepidation, I prepared to install the new seat. I had to remove the old seat first. It wasn't the most pleasant of tasks, head thrust down the pan to undo the bolts, but I managed it. Carefully, I unpacked the new one and read the instructions several times. Didn't seem too difficult. To my and Mrs. H's amazement, I executed a successful installation without losing any of the fixings down the toilet. My reward was to be first to christen it. Proudly I raised the seat in readiness to perform. Before I could do anything, the lid stayed up, but to my horror, the seat began to gently close. In the ensuing panic, and before my manhood was compromised, I managed to suspend operations. I realised with all my careful measuring, I hadn't taken into account the cistern is slightly curved. Not much, just enough to prevent the seat and lid going back far enough. Despite my efforts to adjust the fixings, there wasn't enough flexibility. It's okay for Mrs. H, but for me I had two choices. Sit down to go to the loo, or perform some kind of aerobics to hold the seat up while doing the business. I could, of course, put the old seat back, but in removing it, I hadn't worried too much about what bits came from where. When I retrieved it from the garage, I was confronted with loads of nuts, bolts, washers, and a couple of bits that had no apparent purpose. Mrs. H said it before I did. You know, we really ought to replace that old toilet. Could you manage until then? If any men come round who need the loo, we'll just have to explain. Imagine that. Do come in. We must warn you that if you go to the loo, you'll either have to sit down or hold up the lid. Don't worry, it's soft close, so if you let go, be quick. You should have time to get out of the way but to avoid amputation. So that's what we're going to do. Persevere with the current seat and replace the whole loo. Meanwhile, I will hone my toilet skills using two hands where I could do with three. But if when you hear me recounting my tales for next month, just talk, you notice my voice is of a higher pitch, you'll know why.
Well, Neil, I knew your descriptive powers were second to none, but this time you've really excelled yourself. Judging from your last couple of pieces, Shady Pines seems to be undergoing a major refit in all departments. I do hope we're going to be invited round to give our opinions of all your new gadgets and appliances, particularly the new loo. And with that new loo, you must be flushed with success.